This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, our own review of the $41 hamburger. At that price, you better not hold the pickle. But first, there's an oft-repeated reproach that if a job is done only passably well, it's probably good enough for government work. Some of this nation's most experienced public servants are trying to disprove that joke by improving the performance of the federal government. They're calling for a massive restructuring and reforming, far larger than even the new Office of Homeland Security. The bipartisan National Commission on the Public Service is recommending fewer departments and agencies, fewer presidential appointments, fewer congressional oversight committees, and a little more pay for many civil servants. As it now stands, the report says the organization of the federal government just isn't good enough. Calvin McKenzie was a senior advisor to the commission. He teaches political science at Colby College in Maine and is author of Scandal Proof, Do Ethics Laws Make Government Ethical? He joins us from Bodenham, Maine. Calvin, thanks very much for being with us again.
Good to be here.
And tell us first a little bit about this commission. The former Federal Reserve Chief Paul Volcker headed the commission. Who else? Democrats,
well,
Republicans?
This is an excellent group. There was Robert Rubin, former Secretary of the Treasury in a Democratic administration, former Senator Bill Bradley, Frank Carlucci, former Secretary of Defense under President Reagan, and a number of other people deeply experienced in dealing with its problems.
Is the federal government a little bit like the weather in the sense that everybody complains about it, but nobody can do anything about it?
Sure seems that way. I think the problems that this commission has identified are not surprising to anybody who's been in government. This, unfortunately, is one of those issues that most Americans don't lose sleep about. Nobody lies awake at night saying, oh my God, we've got to do something about the organization of this government, or we have too many cabinet departments, or things of that sort. So it's very hard to generate the kind of political energy that's often necessary to bring about significant reforms of the kind this commission has called for.
We have too many cabinet departments, in your judgment?
I'm not sure we have too many cabinet departments, but we certainly have probably more agencies running into each other, overlapping with each other. And the critical issue here is not the number of departments or agencies, but whether those departments and agencies relate to the important missions of the government. And nobody ever came up with a blueprint for this government. It is the product of accumulation over many years. Every time a new program was added, often a new agency was added to run it. And nobody in at least 50 years since the last Hoover Commission at the beginning of the Eisenhower administration has stood back from this and said, wait a minute, what have we got here? Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm. Something that you note in the report, I certainly had no idea. Apparently, in 5 years, half of the senior managers in government are going to be eligible for retirement?
This is a crisis that nobody very far from the government understands is happening. It's hard to imagine any other organization in our society, if it were facing that reality, that half of its senior people were eligible to retire in the next couple of years, wouldn't be worried about it, first of all, and making significant planning to deal with it, second of all. And neither of those things seem to be happening in this country. And yet that's where we find ourselves. And this is going to be an enormous brain drain for the federal government. And we just don't have adequate programs in place right now to fill those positions when they become vacant.
When John F. Kennedy was president, according to your commission report, he had to make 286 presidential appointments.
Right.
When this President Bush was inaugurated in 2001, he had to fill 3,361 positions.
Right. Still filling some of them.
That's a daunting task in and of itself, yep. Isn't it?
Right. It absolutely is. And again, this is another example of government that grows by accumulation. Again, no one has stood back from this problem in the last couple of decades and said, wait a minute, is this the right number of presidential appointees? We simply keep adding them, and we almost never subtract any.
At the same time, though, the country's grown, right? I mean, it's necessary for government to grow as an institution, to use the political term.
No question about that. In 1940, we had half as many people in the country as we have today. And in 1939, we had a federal budget of less than $10 billion. So there are not only more of us, but we're expecting government to do a great deal more for us. But we also have
I didn't know that the federal budget was $10 billion.
1939, the federal budget was less than $10 billion. Right?
That's Jack Welch's dental floss.
Yeah, seems that way, doesn't it? Right?
Now that this report has been issued, does it get consigned to that locked box that Mr. Gore apparently left behind?
I certainly hope not, but it's obviously difficult, as I said earlier, to get the kind of political energy necessary to push some of these suggestions forward. We when you work on a commission like this and you work on trying to make the government work better, you hope you catch the attention of someone in the White House, maybe the President of the United States, some enlightened members of Congress who recognize these problems and are willing to dedicate some of their time and energy to do that. And sometimes that happens and sometimes it doesn't, and we're hopeful that this will be one of those times when it does.
Cal, thanks very much.
A pleasure as always, Scott. Thank you.
Calvin McKenzie, who was a senior advisor to the National Commission for the Public Service, joining us from Bodenham, Maine.